Shan Shechita, you had a mind to do it for the people that had a bris mila, so the korban would be kosher. Al manash yischapru boy arelim bezrika. But you said b'shash chita, you had a mind that you want the kapora, in other words, b'shash zrika. Usually the kapora of the korban comes b'shash zrika. When you take the dam and put it on the mizbeach, that's the finishing touch of the kapora. So he's saying you want like the zrika to be mechaper for the people that are arelim. In other words, there are 10 people that own this korban pesach. 5 of them have a bris milah, 5 of them don't. So b'shash chita, you thought for the 5 people that did have a bris milah. But you're saying our manasseh zrika should be for the 5 people that don't have the bris milah. Is what's the halacha? Is the machlokes? Rav Chisda Rama apostle, Rabbi Rama kosher. Rav Chisda says it's possible in such a case, and Rabbi says it's kosher. So Rashi, shochatu l'hachilo lemoylim minuyin. There are 5 people that had a bris milah that were mamana. They were appointed. They owned this korban. So the shechita was good. Avol yischapru boy bisrikosai arelim. But you had in mind that later when you do this rika, you want this rika to be a kapara for these other 5 people that are oral. Oy minuyin oy shenu minuyin. Whether they were appointed, whether they weren't appointed. It's the same shaylah. Since you're thinking now, b'shashchita, that this rika should be done only for the arelim. Is it such a pastel or not? So it's a machloikis. What's the machloikis told you? Rav Chisda, Omar Posel, Chisda says it's Posel now, Yesh Mach Sheva Sarelim Zrika. The Shailer is it such a psul that you think that the Zrika should be done for a person that doesn't have a bris mila, for oral. Is it such a Mach Shover not? Hey, Speshash Shchita, when you shech the animal, if you think then only for the people that don't have the bris mila, Shita the Korban is Posel. That's a Mach Shover Beshash Zrika. Beshash Shchita. The shayla is, can you have the same machshava b'shas zrika? Does it pass on the korban or not? Rav Chisda says yes. Yes, machshava sarelim zrika. Even though only b'shas zrika you think it for the relim, still the korban is possible. Rabbi Rama kosher. Why? Ain machshava sarelim zrika. No, there's no such a machshava that passes if b'shas zrika you think in the zrika should help for the relim. As if you thought about this b'shas shchita, the shchita should be for the relim, then the korban is possible. But if you only think b'shas riko, then the korban is kosher. This is the machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chisda. What's the machlokes Tolyin? Omar Rabba minoa minulo. So the Chur Rabbi is saying the Chiddush that even though b'shas shchita, if you think in mind to do the shchita for Noro, the korban is possible. But if you have in mind that the zrika should be done for Noro, then the korban is kosher. How does Rabbi know this? So tomorrow Omar Rabba minoa minulo. The Tanya we learned like this. Yochel, I would think, Yivso b'nei chabura haboyin imoy. That if, let's say, we're saying 2 people were arelim, and the rest of the chabura, the rest of the 10 people are all ksherim, are all had a bris mila. So I would think that since 2 of them are arelim, they automatically pass this korban. Heis yochel, I would think, Yivso b'nei chabura haboyin imoy. The Rashi says, Yochel yivso drashi oral. If one person is an oral, b'nei chabura haboyin imoy. On one Korban Pesach, you had a few people that had a bris mila, and let's say even only one person didn't have a bris mila. And why not? We're not talking about a Russia. We're talking about somebody that Mitzad Adin really doesn't have to have mila right now, because his 2 brothers died b'shas mila, so it's a sakana for them to have a mila. He didn't have to have a mila. Still, he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. V'shochat l'shem kulam yochel yisol. Because what's the case where you have in mind now, you're shechting the korban for all these 10 people. Some of them have a bris mila, some of them don't have a bris mila. So our Mishnah says in such a case the korban is kosher. He says only posel, we only think for the arelim. But if you think for both of them, it's kosher. So now we're explaining how do we know this. Yitanya, yochel I would think, yisol b'nei chabura b'nei moi. That no, if you think for both of them, if even b'shas shchita, you think for the people that have a mila, and for the people that don't have a mila, I would think the korban is posel, since you're thinking now for the people that are oral also. V'dinu, and really that's the svar, that's the way it should be. Hoyo v'orlo poiselis. By orlo, it's posel. If you think b'shas shchita only for a person that doesn't have a bris mila, the korban is posel. V'tumu poiselis. And the same thing by tumu. If you shecht amenas that somebody that's tomei, he can't eat the korban at night. The korban is posel. So ma tumah, just like if you think for machshava somebody that's tomei, loy osa ba miksas tumah. Kechol tumah, that if you think for some people that are tor and some people that are tumah, the other loch where is the korban is kosher. Hey, for tumah pshita, it's only possible if you're only thinking for the tumah person. But if you're thinking for miksas tumah, that means some of them are tor. Again, you have five people here that own this korban pesach. If five of them are tor, five of them could eat the meat at night, and five of them are tummy. So if you think b'shash chita, you want this carbon to be full, 10 of them, the loch is this kosher. Is a mela af orla. The same thing, if you have five people that don't have a bris mila, and five people that do have a bris mila, should be the same halacha. Af orla. Loy osaba miksas orla kechol orla. If just some of them don't have a bris mila, but as long as you have somebody that does have a bris mila, the carbon is kosher. It's only possible kechol orla. It's only possible if you're only thinking only for the people that don't have a bris mila. That's when it's possible. So that's one way of thinking, that orla should be daima to the psul of atomi. Oy klachol derech zu, or else maybe no, let's look at a different way to look at it. Hoyel vi orla poiselis. We'll soon see we have a posseg that orla is possible. The Torah says you can't shecht it for an orum. An orla is not allowed to eat from the korban, so if you shecht it for him, the korban is no good. It wouldn't be good. Churbi told him b'shash shchita. B'shash shchita, you thought him, he wouldn't be good. He has to be good b'shash shchita. The pasuk says later, Yekol ben necher lo yoich aboy. Anybody that's a ben necher doesn't have bris milah, he can't eat. Ochol orel lo yoich aboy. Any orel also can't eat from it. Yevachol orel lo yoich aboy. Anybody that's an orel is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So this is one way to learn out. Because they could tell b'shash shchita. All the psukim we are talking about, this first pasuk we had was b'shash shchita. We're saying all these machshavos are. What was the first pasuk? Of b'nichtas nefashis v'yochle techoisu al aser. B'shash shchita, you have to have these things. You have to be able to eat it, to be tor, and to be an oral. It's all totally b'shash shchita. That's the pasuk. Ishto v'yochle techoisu. Vaito, oi klacha derech zu. Hoyo v'orlo poiselis, uzman poisel. There's also machshava, or weird machshava of zman. Zman means that b'shash chita, you have in mind to eat the meat the wrong time. Let's say it was a korban shlomim. You're supposed to only eat it for 2 days. You have in mind to eat it after 3 days. Or else the zrika. You're only supposed to do the zrika today, b'yom. You have in mind now, b'shash chita, I'm going to do the zrika tomorrow or tonight. So loko by zman is poisel. There's such a machshava from a pigul that's called the machshava's psul of zman. Now mazman, just like when you think to do the wrong thing the wrong time, also bo miksas man kechol zman. Even if you only have a machshava to do one tzayis of the meat the wrong time. The moshel pigel is, you have a mind to do anything the wrong time. Either you have a mind to burn the fat the wrong time, you're supposed to burn it just today or tonight. You have a mind to burn it tomorrow. Even if you only think you're going to burn just one tzayis tomorrow. Hey, so I think b'shash shchita, I'm going to burn most of it today the way I'm supposed to. Just one kezayis worth of the fats, the emurim, I have in mind I'll burn tomorrow. The lochre that's chal pigel. So you see, by machsheves man, even though you only think on a little bit of the korban, the rest of the korban you think in the right way, still is possible. So miksas man kechol zman. Just thinking a little bit of the zman, the whole korban becomes possible. Is maybe af orlo, the same thing when you think about a person that doesn't have a bris milah, also ba miksas orlo kechol orlo. Maybe here also, if you think for these 10 people, even though 5 of them have a bris milah, but since 5 of them don't have a bris milah, maybe that would also be possible. As maybe the psul orlo is daima to the psul of zman. Like Rashi says, uzman poisum. Shochetu amanas lechole menu kezayis chusta zmanoi. You had in mind b'shash shita, you can eat just one kezayis of the meat 3 days later. Is nasu kula pigul. The locker is the whole korban now has a psul pigul on it. Vainu miksas man, that's only called the miksas. Shlechishev elo al kezayis emenu. You only had a mind now to eat just one kezayis of the animal. The rest of the kotchim you can eat the right time. In the pasuk says, chirchsev ima yochal yochal. V'tanya b'teros kanim. V'zvochim. Koifas nech l'shmoye machshov olecho mizivchoy b'yoy mashlisha kosa medaber. V'oksev hecho yochal achilo b'kezayis. As long as you only think to eat one kezayis the third day, you make no korban possible. So that's the halacha of chusla zmanai, that even a miksa zman passes no korban. Now we have a suffix. What about if you think to shech the korban pesach al manas that just an oral should do it? That's possible. What about al manas both? A mixas orum. Just you have 10 people. Two of them are arelim. The other ones are all ksherim. What's the locha? Maybe also it's possible. Just like zman is possible to mixas. So that's our suffix. Is oral daima to the psul tomei? That's only the whole thing. Or is oral daima to the psul zman or even a mixas man passes those things? Tomorrow says like this. Nira lemi daima. Let's look to which way it's more daima. Avad resvar is donin dover sheinen noig b'chol azvachim. Let's be noig a halacha that's not nagei to all the zvachim. Only to korban pesach. Mi dover sheinen noig b'chol azvachim. To another halacha that's only nagei to korban pesach. V'yal yachiech and don't teach me we shouldn't learn out from zman. From the psul of zman of pigol sheinen b'chol azvachim. Because that's a psul by all kochim. All kochim have a psul of pigul. Mashenkein, that you're thinking, Mishan Shchita, to shecht for the purpose of an oral, or to shecht for the person of a tomei, that's only possible by Korban Pesach. Because by all the korbanos, even if the Bailam can't eat the meat, so what? The korban is still kosher. By all other korbanos, the ikar is the Shchita and the Zrika. So even though you're tomei, even though you're an oral, still, you can make a shliach, someone to go into the base of Migdish, and he can be makrovitz for you. The only time it's possible is only by Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach, there the Yikah mitzvah is to be able to eat the meat at night. So if you're an oral, that you can't eat the meat, or else you're a Talmudic person, you can't eat the meat at night, the lach is the korban is possible. So it's a svarah to learn out the psul orla from the psul tomeya that they're both negate the Korban Pesach. Lafuke zman is negate b'chol akotchim. So therefore the svar is that if you have 10 people on the korban and 5 of them are an oral, 5 of them are gemaltim, if you have in mind full 10, the korban should be kosher. That's one svar. Oy klach l'derech zu? No, let's learn out differently. Let's learn out from zman. Ataya donin dover shloihuta meklolim. The psul of oral never has a heter. Anytime you're an oral, you're not allowed to eat the korbanis. And hu adin chus l'zman my pigul is never a heter. You're never allowed to eat a korban that's pigul. So learn out these two things, orla, from pigul, rather than midovish lehutu mekloloi, no, it's from a dovish lehutu mekloloi. Let's learn out orla from pigul that is never a heter, v'yatochiach tuma, but don't learn out from the psul tuma, shehutra mekloloi, because there are certain times tuma has a kalus to it, that's betzibur. If you bring a korban betzibur and the robe tzibur is tumei, you can still bring the korban. Whereas tuma has a heter. B'mokim, there's a tzibur, that everybody is tamei, or rov is tamei, you're allowed to bring the korban, even betuma. So Mela, I don't know which way to learn out. Should I learn out Erla from tuma, because they're both negate the korban pesach, or should I learn out Erla from psul azman, which they both don't have a heter, they never have a heter to it? So which way should I learn out? That's why I need a posik. Talmud Laima, the posik says, zois. The pasuk says in Mem Gimel, it says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe v'Yaron, Zois Chukas HaPosach." This is the Chukas HaPosach. Kol ben Necher leYechaboy. A new halacha that any ben Necher, someone that does not have a bris milah, is not allowed to eat from this korban pesach. Kol ben Necher leYechaboy. So Tamulaim is Zois. The pasuk says Zois. For the Gemara, my Zois. What do I hear from the word Zois? How does that teach me to say that the korban is kosher? Elaine, if you want to tell me like this, the kula orla psula, that only if you have a machshava to shech the korban pesach only for the oral, that's when it's possible. Of a mixasa loy psula, but if you have a mind for two categories, for people that have a bris milah and for the people that don't have a bris milah, then talk with kosher. How do you know this? For the gemara haimi b'chol oral nafka. This alone I know from the pasuk, another pasuk later. It says b'chol oral lo yoichol. Says Loshin V'chol, Mashma, all of them have to be Arelim. So what's the first Pasuk of Zois telling us? Ela Lav Hochiketoni. This is what it's telling us. Talmud Loina V'chol Orol. That what? Kuloi Orla Psula. Miksasa Loi Psula. That's from the second Pasuk here. V'chol Orol Lo Yoichol. When is an Orol Pasul? If you think in mind B'shash Hita, if you're only thinking only for the Arelim. But once you're thinking for two categories, for people that have a bris milah and farelim, then takrus kosher. Is that the pasuk v'chol oral only kula orla posla. Only if you're only thinking for the orla, that's when it's posla. Of a mixasa lay posla. If you're thinking for both of them, for the people that has the mila, and for the people that don't have the mila, then the korban is kosher. V'chitem, I'll tell you maybe. Hu adin lezrika, maybe this machshava also applies to zrika, just like it applies by shchita. Because the whole parsha is talking about shchita. Maybe it also applies to zrika also. The kul orla mi apostla, that maybe if you think totally only for an oral, it's your pasul b'shas rika tamulayma. That's why the first pasuk says zeis. What is zeis telling us? Zeis only this and nothing else. What do you mean this? It's a miyat. Only this and not something else. Zeis. What does zeis mean? B'shchita hu the kul orla mi apostla. When do we say, if you have in mind, b'shas shchita? Only for the arelim it's pasul. Only if you did it b'shas shchita. Avul Zrika, but if you had in mind B'shas the Zrika, that you want the Zrika of the Korban Pesach to be done only for these people that are Arelim, is Alocha Afilu Kula Orla Namile Posla. Even if you have totally only in mind B'shas Zrika, only for the five people that are an Orla, don't have a Bris Mila, still we said Alocha is Le Posla, it's kosher. This is Pshan Rabba. Rabba Dashin is Posik Zeis. Tell us here, Zeis, only this. Only b'shas shchita is the psul of kol b'neichel yoychaboy. Only b'shas shchita is such a psul for an oral. If you have in mind b'shas shchita only for the oral, that passes the korban. But if you have in mind b'shas rika, it doesn't pass the korban. That's the way Rabbi learns out his alochem. From this extra word, zeis. Zeis is a mi'it only here and not someplace else. What do you mean only here? A b'neichel can't eat the korban pesach. That means only b'shas shchita and not b'shas rika. The chitayma, maybe you'll tell me like this. My kula d'zrika. Maybe you can ask the kasha, what's the kula of zrika? Why is zrika different? I'll tell you, the ain machshev is echlam zrika. Because who adin, just like we had before, there's a psul if you think b'shas shchita, that the people that can't eat the korban is for them, the korban is posel. Of a b'shas zrika, there's no such psul. If you think b'shas zrika, that you want to make the zrika only for the chayla, for the person that can't eat, still the korban is kosher. So I see zrika is different by korban pesach. Not all the machshav is achal b'shas zrika. So adin oral also. If you think b'shas zrika that you want the zrika to be mechaper only for an oral, still the korban is kosher. Just like you find by shleil yoichlev, like Rashi says, v'chi taima my kulu the zrika. Come out last time before the big lines. My kulu zrika, the taima hai zois ashkita koi. Why would I say it's only going on shkita, not as zrika? Ulamute zrika. Hai nu kulu, yes. I find by korban pesach, zrika doesn't have so many machshavis that pasul it. To lo yisrabi machshavis oichlin. That's what we said at the beginning. If you have in mind b'shas shkita, only for the people that can't eat the korban is pasul, it's only chal b'shas shkita. Of etzel zrika, there's no psul. Why? The shchita gola barachmona. The Torah says clearly, and we had before, ishtafiyachlov techoisu al aser. You only have this psul shloili echlov, only b'shas techoisu b'shas shchita. Hilkach mistavro, he now also by our machshav of orla. The zois, the apostle kularelis, ashchita koi. V'lav asriko, v'zois mashmim yuta. Hey, that's Pshan Rabban. Zois is telling me immediate, only here b'shas shchita, is there such a pasul if you think to shecht l'shem? This is what Rabbah holds. For Rav Chizda, what does Rav Chizda say? Adar Rabbah. Rav Chizda holds just the opposite way. Lidach Yisa. I'm going to make the drosh of these psukim just the opposite way. Talmud Leim of the Pasuk says, V'chol Orom. Hidashin's kula orla posla miksosalei posla. That's true. That b'shas shchita koponim, if you have in mind to shecht only for the menasta oral, then the korban is posla. If you have in mind for both of them, oral and mila, then it's kosher. Avul zrika, the chida says, b'mashenke b'shas zrika, afilo miksosanami posla. I'll tell you, even a miksas, even if you think b'shas zrika for both of them, for the people that have a bris mila, and for the people that don't, still, by Zrika, it's more common than it's possible. That's what Rav Chizda holds. V'chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, who adin l'Zrika? No. Zrika should have the same halacha, the yad yika kula orlo loy posla. Maybe it's only posla if you have 100% machshava only for the arelim. But when you have a machshava for both of them, maybe b'shas rika should be kosher, just like it's kosher b'shas shchito. Talmud Leimar, here's the post. The pasuk says zois. It says here what zois, zois chukas haPesach. So we saw dashin zois means shchituhu to miktsasa leposlam. Only by shchitu do we have this kula to say that when is there a machshava if you think for the oral, if you only think for the relim. But if you think for a mixas oral and a mixas gemalta, then it's kosher. But that's only b'shas shchito, halt Rav Chisda. Avul zrika, mashenke b'shas zrika, afilu mixas leposlo. Even a mixas also passes. Hey, so b'shas zrika, you have a mind, you make this kapara for the arelim and for the gemalta, still it's possible. That's what Rav Chisda learns. V'chi taim emeik, he asked the question, why? Omai churma des zrika. What's the chumra? Where do we find zrika is more chumra than shchita? So we say now, b'shas shchita, if you think for both of them, for the arelim and for the gemalta, it is kosher. It's only b'shas zrika that it's possible. Why should I say that? The teretz is, to lay mikva pigul elu b'zrika. The loch of pigul is only chal b'shas zrika. So Rashi explains this, real, it's a little shver pshat, but the loch of pigul is like this. But Shem, when we see zvachim, pigul is, that we're saying now there are four avoidas of the kabonis. There's either the shchita, there's either the kabolas adam, or else the halacha, you walk with the blood to the mizbeach, and then you make the shas rika. You make the zrika. During any one of these four times, these four avoidas, if the kohen has in mind that he's going to do an achila, shloi bizmanoi, it becomes pigum. Achila means either zrika's dam on the mizbeach, or else when you're going to eat the meat, or else by putting the fats agabi on mizbeach. All these three things are called achilas. Either it's called achilas mizbeach or it's called achilas odim. So b'shas shchita, you have in mind that you can do the zrika the third day or tomorrow. That makes it pigul. Now, let's say b'shas kabbalah you have no machshava, b'shas halacha no machshava, and b'shas zrika you have no machshava. Then the halacha is after you finish all dalar avodis, it's chal pigul in the korban. For pigul to be chal, you have to do all four avodis. And all four avoidas really have to be kosher avoidas. The only thing can be wrong with it is if you think, shalai bizmanai. I think now that I'm going to eat it, or I'm going to make this rika, or I'm going to burn the fats at the wrong time. If that was the only machshava you had wrong, then it's chal pigul. But let's say, b'shas shchita, you had in mind the machshava's pigul. B'shas shchita, whoever made the shchita, you thought in mind that he's going to eat the meat 3 days from now. Now, later, b'shas kabbalah, let's say the kohen had another machshava. He had a machshava shinu bailam. He had a machshava shloi lishmoi. He had another machshava that passed of the korban. Then the halacha is pigul is not chal. Pigul is only chal if really all the kabbonis, all the avodis were done by kashrus. The only thing that was wrong is only he had a machshava pigul. But if you have another machshava involved, then the korban is not pigul. That's halacha. But pigul is a real interesting halacha. Really, you did all four avodis the right way. You really made a korban. Just that since you had the wrong machshava of eat it the wrong time, you make this korban a korban of pigul. But if you have another bad machshava b'shas one of the dalan avodis, it's not chal pigul in the korban. So b'meilo, when could pigul be chal? Only after you make this rika. After you finish all dalan avodis, and now we see that the only bad machshava he had was only a machshava of pigul, chus tazmanoi, then it's chal pigul. But if you would have had another machshava b'shas rika, it wouldn't become pigul. So Rashi explains that way means pigul chal b'shas rika means at the end of the zrika, then we could see and look back. Were these four avodas done? Yes. Did what machshava you had wrong? Only that you can eat it the wrong time, then it's chal pigul. So the kids are pigul chal b'shas rika. So therefore, zrika has a chumra to it. So therefore, that's what Chizda Svar here also. That zrika makes it that if you have a machshava to make the zrika of the korban pesach lemnuyav larelim and gemalta, the korban is still possible. Even though b'shas shchita you have the machshava only for both of them, it's kosher. But zrika tak is more chomer. Zrika is worse. So this is the machlokes Rab and Rav Chisda. How did dashen these two psukim? Is the pasuk saying that zrika has no machshavas oral altogether? And Rav Chisda says just the opposite. The pasuk is telling us zrika has a more of a machshava. That b'shas zrika, even if you think for both of them, still is possible. So more maskiv lo Ravashi. Ravashi is the kasha. Mimai dahai v'chol orul kulei mashma. What's the raya from the pasuk says v'chol orul lo yoichol boy? You're telling me that it's only posel the korban if you sing 100% only for the orul. How do you know that? Dil mahai v'chol orul mashma kol du orul orlo. Maybe even if you only have a thought that just one of them is the orul, even though you think the other 10 people that are gemalta, you think for all of them, still the korban is posel. For chol orul means even if a koldu, even if just one of the people are an orul, also the korban is kosher. Because how do we know to make the akdom yet to say that the chol orul means only posel kuloi, but miksosi is kosher? How do you know that? For chol orul could mean even koldu, even a little bit of the orul also posels. So Melo, this can't be shot in the drushes. This can't be the machlokes rabbin of Chizda. So Mora says like this. Rav Ashi learns the pshat like this. So that's Rav Ashi. Then the Torah says zois no. The yadika kul orlo loy poslo. Maybe that's pshat not to psukim. From the first post, from the second pasuk of a chol oral, I would think even a miksas oral apostles. Even if you think full 10 and 5 have a meal and 5 don't, from chol oral, I would think it is pasul. Talmud loy mezois. The first pasuk says zois chukas apostles. Tell me no, that only kuloy pasuls. Mashenkein loy shnav eshchitav loy shnav ezrikam. There should not be any difference whether you have this thought b'shas shchitam, whether you have a b'shas ezrikam. In both cases, if you only think for the oral, the korban should be posel. But when you think for both of them, the korban should be kosher. So this is Rav Ashi's kasha. Where do you see here a machlokes Rabbi and Chizda? How do they both learn the drasha from this posel? This posel, you don't see anything. You can't see from this posel a chilek between shchita and zrika. So if Rav Ashi doesn't like, that's not the machlokes Rabbi and Chizda. So Rav Ashi says like this. Elo Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi learns like this. Rav Chizda v'Rabba. The machlokes of Chizda v'Rabba, b'hai kro kemiflugi.